Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of feminine mystique energy. You know that feeling when you've bottled up emotions for so long, it feels like a pressure cooker about to explode? We all have those moments, the ones where we want to scream into the pillow or just melt into a puddle of feelings. But what if I told you that holding back those emotions is actually doing more harm than good? Today, we're diving deep into the power of creating a safe space for emotional release, because letting it all out can be the most liberating thing ever. Now, I'm not talking about running around in your underwear and yelling at the top of your lungs, although that might feel amazing sometimes. Creating a safe space is more about cultivating an environment where you can truly be yourself, without judgment or fear. It's a sanctuary for your soul, where you can unpack those heavy emotions and let them flow freely. So, how do we build this magical emotional oasis? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This is the foundation, babes. You have to acknowledge what you're feeling before you can release it. Don't try to suppress or ignore those emotions, they're trying to tell you something. Are you feeling anxious, sad, frustrated? Give yourself permission to feel it all. 2. Journal your journey. Think of journaling as your emotional therapist. Write down everything that's swirling around in your head and heart. Get it all out on paper, without censoring yourself. You can even get creative and use colors, doodles, or whatever feels right to express your emotions visually. 3. Find your release ritual. This is where things get really fun. Everyone has their own way of releasing emotions. Maybe you love dancing like nobody's watching, maybe it's taking a long walk in nature, or maybe you find solace in a good cry session with your besties. Whatever it is, embrace it. Make it a regular ritual and allow yourself to fully indulge in it. 4. Surround yourself with support. Having a tribe of people who love and support you unconditionally can make all the difference. Share your feelings with trusted friends or family members. Don't be afraid to seek professional help if you need it. There's no shame in reaching out for guidance. 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is crucial, my loves. Be kind and gentle with yourself. You're not perfect, and that's okay. Everyone has their own struggles and emotions. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Ever felt like you were carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? I know I have. It's heavy, it can drag you down, and sometimes it feels impossible to let go. But what if I told you that releasing those emotions could actually be the key to feeling lighter, freer, and more authentically you? Just imagine this. You're at a party, and a conversation comes up that triggers some old feelings, maybe something about a past relationship or a difficult experience. Instead of shutting down or avoiding it, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the emotions bubbling up inside you, and allow yourself to express them authentically. You might share your feelings with someone you trust, journal about them in detail, or even simply step away for a few moments to collect yourself. Whatever you choose, remember that creating space for emotional release is an act of self-love and empowerment. So let's recap the magic we talked about today. Acknowledge your feelings, write them down, find your release rituals, surround yourself with love, and practice self-compassion like a boss. Remember, babes, releasing those emotions doesn't mean letting go of your strength or vulnerability. It means embracing your full humanity and allowing yourself to heal, grow, and radiate powerful feminine energy. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways that you create safe spaces for emotional release? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And remember, keep shining bright, my beautiful souls. We'll talk again tomorrow with another dose of feminine mystique energy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.